Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means. We got a lot to talk about this weekend. Holy smokes, I watched a lot of wrestling this weekend. We had the usual SmackDown. We had Collision. We had Money in the Bank, which was only 3 hours and 15 minutes long, but my God, it felt like 10 hours. And then we had the NXT Heatwave show on Sunday, which I actually thought was a much better show than the Money in the Bank show. So we'll talk about both of those here today, as well as a whole bunch of fallout, including John Cena making a surprise appearance at Money in the Bank and announcing, first he said, I have retired, and then he clarified, well, I got some shows left. And then by the end of the night, he's got like 40 shows left over the next 18 months. So John Cena is on his way out, which we pretty much knew a while ago. So anyway, we'll talk about that here today. Plus, all of the rest of the news. NXT has got a TV special coming up, which is going to air on Sci-Fi. Raw probably going to be doing some shows on Sci-Fi as well because of the Olympics. Riho is injured. Drew McIntyre in storyline is suspended. Although it looks like Drew McIntyre, CM Punk is official, or as official as it will be. They're hoping to make that match for SummerSlam. Got some injury updates to talk about, and ratings, and plenty more. The G1's coming up as well. So not enough time to cover everything, but we'll do our best. And if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
how would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to talk about here today.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Oh, I don't know. I could think of a few matches I could start with, but I'm not going to do that.
Are you a coward?
I'm going to leave it.
You don't want
to
talk about Sol Ruka and Kalani Jordan?
Oh, do you want to talk about Sol Ruka and Kalani Jordan?
Actually, I was just going to talk about the rest of the show, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, everybody. If I say something and you're outraged, I ignore you completely. If you'd like to discuss it, that's fine. But I've seen so much outrage about our thoughts on that match. And most, I'd say 95% of it. Actually, I'd say 100% of it. 100% of it is either, you know, you don't listen to the rest of the shows, which I think is the vast majority of people, or it is bad faith. The idea that we hate women, sexism, etc. You do realize that there was
stuff. It's just you.
There was a Roxanne Perez match on the show that we thought was awesome, that women's title match.
You and
you know, we've been talking forever. Why is Roxanne even in NXT? Like, she should be on the main roster. She's better than at least half of the WWE main roster and probably more. But instead, people got very upset. And you know what's funny is you people that are so upset, you just are giving me power. Why do you do that? Why is my opinion of that match make you so angry? If you like the match, great. That's fine. I don't know why you're so mad about it. You getting so mad about my opinion is you giving me all of this power that I don't deserve. It's just my opinion about a match. I saw people, oh, hey, they did a spot that was the same as Ricochet and Will Ospreay, which you guys thought was so awesome. First off, did you find my review of that match? Why don't you go find my review of that match if you're so outraged about it? I don't even think I ever reviewed that match. Ever! So, not to mention, okay, well, let's say that match was great. Okay, so this match is also great because they did a spot that was the same? That's not where wrestling is. So, I understand that people get outraged. That's what things are about nowadays, is getting outraged about things. You know, you probably would be better served just relaxing. If you liked it, that's great. Go watch it again. That's fine. and then, you know, go outside, go get some ice cream, do something a human being would do, and get off the internet, and away we go. So that's that. It's a good show, that Heat Wave. I thought Heat Wave was a significantly better show than Money in the Bank.
It was an hour shorter. That helped.
Well, yeah, there was a lot less downtime. But also, there was better wrestling, I thought, on the NXT show. Obafemi Wesley for the North American title, I thought was a really good match. Thought that Obafemi, for his level of experience, did a great job. Wesley is awesome. He's a great little guy versus a big guy. And they had a very good match, and Obafemi beat him clean. And an excellent opening match.
It was indeed, and Obafemi is no question a star in the making. And Wesley, it's going to be interesting to see what twist they put on his character as he walks away again. He'll be there on Tuesday night for NXT, but it's going to be interesting to see what kind of spin they decide to put on him, if they do, going forward here, now that he has no more North American title shots left, and that's been pretty much his whole life since he's been there.
We had Kalani Jordan, Sol Ruka. It was a completely choreographed match from start to finish. It was just one big move after another. Do a big move, do another big move, do another big move, do another big move. And then Kalani retained the title. Fans loved it. If you loved it, that's great. I'm happy for you. I thought exactly. That it was a well-choreographed performance that did not feel like a wrestling match, because there was nothing in it except move to move to move to move. Very well practiced.
I agree with you on that. I will say it did go better than I thought it would, though. For two women, Kalani's had 34 singles matches. You know, Sol Ruka's had 35, I believe it was. I'm not saying that I was thinking the worst, but they actually performed much better than I thought they would with how much they have to remember. And the only thing I'll say about it is it's a lot like their promos that they give them that we've been talking about. They give them too much. There sometimes is a little bit too much. And that's the only thing I'll say about the match. But as far as looking at that match and going, I want to see this in 6 months or a year to see how much better it is. Yeah, there was a lot to feel positive about. Forget about all the debate about how many snowflakes it deserves or, you know, any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you know what? These two are probably going to have a match at WrestleMania one of these days. It'll be miles and miles and miles better. And then we can look back on this weekend and remember how everyone said, greatest. You just hate women.
Always,
it's the greatest match, though.
The new thing is always gets way over sold. And frankly, there are fans that will see two attractive people and all of a sudden, you know, they may not mean to do it, but in their mind, boy, this is so much better. They have so much potential, all that sort of stuff. It was not Flair Steamboat, but it didn't have to be either. I don't understand why there is so much, again, anger about this or frustration about debating how good the match was or any of that sort of stuff. Sasha Banks walked in. People thought the first day she was the best women's wrestler in the world. It's like, isn't that kind of insulting to other women's wrestlers? And frankly, for these two, it was not the greatest match or anything like that, but it did what it needed to do, which was showcase these women. And again, much like Obafemi, much like Javon Evans, much like a lot of people, Trick Williams on this roster, imagine them in 6 months or a year from now, how much better they'll be. We saw it with Trick. It'll happen here too.
For Ziz, Ronda and Kurt versus Steph and Hunter was heavily choreographed, and you love that. Yeah, you know what else was heavily choreographed?
Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage. Yeah.
They were both significantly better matches.
You know what the difference
is? The issue is not choreography.
Exactly.
The issue is not choreography. I don't understand how no one understands what wrestling even is or what a match even is. It's more than just, is it choreographed or is it called in the ring? It's so much more than that. And if you look at, what do we have? Ronda and Kurt versus Steph and Hunter. Okay, Kurt Angle is one of the greatest workers of all time. Triple H was awesome. Ronda was brand new. And Stephanie had some matches. So yeah, obviously you had to choreograph a lot of that. But nobody understands what work even is anymore. Who cares? We had Axiom and Nathan Frazier. I need to move on. I need to move on. Like, people are just, you don't get it. That's fine. Like, keep watching wrestling. You'll figure it out someday.
But that's, this is
when you're like 40, and then a bunch of 20-year-olds will tell you you don't get wrestling. So that's what it is.
There's been a distinct muting of music between the notes with all of wrestling. And for, I think, a lot of fans, too, Brian, they look at Ricochet and Will Ospreay as, that's one of the greatest matches of all time. And if you like that style, if you don't mind the fact that it is, again, all choreographed, you know, where it just feels like there is nothing, there is no real struggle here. It's just, you know, a matter of, okay, 30 seconds, okay, now we get the double kip-ups, you look at each other, all that sort of stuff. Like, that's been something that's been happening over time anyway, and there are going to be fans that just like that sort of stuff.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier and Chase Yu for the NXT Tag Team titles. This was the best match on the show, I thought. It was absolutely great. Everybody's strengths were played to. Axiom and Nathan Frazier are great. Andre Chase, great babyface in peril. Chase Yu makes a great comeback. They had some great spots at the end. Place was going crazy. And finally, Axiom hit the golden ratio to retain the titles. Axiom and Frazier had problems, and they kicked each other. And so they're still teasing that their breakup is coming. We had Roxanne Perez, Lola Vice for the NXT Women's title. This match was freaking great. I mean, same thing. It's like, so you watch this match, and you watch Sol Ruka and Kalani Jordan, and like they're the same to you? If they're the same to you, that's fine. You're welcome to enjoy them both. But they're of completely different quality. And this match was fantastic. We'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Roxanne Perez, Lola Vice, NXT Women's title. Lola tried to backfist. She hit the post. Did a great job selling her hand. Roxanne worked it over. Lola hit the backfist. Roxanne fell outside. Lola's just, she's too injured. Arm's killing her. And finally, at the end, Roxanne kicked the hand, hit the pop rocks. Lola kicks out. Dudes in the front row holding their heads in shock. Roxanne tears apart the announce table, pop rocks on the table, throws in the ring. Hits one, hits two. They completely botched the third, so she hit a fourth and pinned her. This was a great title match. And presumably Roxanne and Julia is coming at some point here.
I know there is now a renewed call to get Roxanne Perez onto the main roster, where I believe that she deserves to be. But I will say, Kiana James came up. She hasn't done anything. When they initially brought up Tiffany Stratton, she just kind of floated in the ether for a little bit because they had a bunch of stuff going on. They treated her well, but she was just kind of floating. When Roxanne Perez gets called up, I want it to be a big deal. I just don't want it to be another woman that gets elevated. Hey, look who got drafted. Nah, make it a big deal when she comes, because she is as good, if not better, than most of the women on that roster. And that will be seen again if she does face Julia, who, again, is going to be probably harder to handle for a lot of other women, maybe, than it will be, I think, for Roxanne Perez coming in with the kicks and the style and all that sort of stuff. She'll be able to show off once again, facing off against Julia.
So the main event, Trick Williams, Sean Spears, Javon Evans, Ethan Page for the NXT title. Apparently during the production meeting, they didn't mention a title change. So they're keeping things under wrap, or they made a last-minute decision, I don't know. But the story here is that Javon Evans is freaking awesome. He was absolutely great in this match. Stood out like more than anybody. It was a highlight of the match. Keeps going for covers. Keeps getting broken up by Trick over and over again. And then finally at the end, Spears avoids the Trick knee, and he puts Trick in the sharpshooter. Ethan Page breaks it up. Hits the Ego's Edge on Trick. Javon puts Trick's foot on the ropes. Somehow Javon was alive after getting knocked off the ropes into the table. So Trick goes for the knee again, but he accidentally hits Javon. Javon's dead. Then he hits a Trick knee on Ethan. Ethan's dead, but Ethan falls on top of Javon. And then Spears prevents Trick from breaking it up, and so Ethan Page is the new NXT champion.
Say you love it.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Here's the thing.
Good. First off, they pin Javon again.
Okay. Will you stop it?
I will not stop it.
Yes,
I will not stop it. How many times are we going to beat this guy? And you know what? Everyone likes to do the, WWE, that everything.
I don't.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. And this actually is true, okay?
Good.
If, for example, Nick Wayne was in the Owen and he won, and he went to Wembley, and he won the AEW title at 19 years old, I will bet you anything. Javon Evans would be NXT champion within 6 months, and they would be doing everything in their power to show that they have the best 19-year-old, 20-year-old wrestler in the world. Guaranteed. There's no question in my mind. But they would only do it if it were reactionary. They have a chance to not be reactionary. They have the chance to actually do this. But instead, he's now done 4 jobs in the last 3 weeks or whatever. The fans love him. It doesn't matter. They're just going to keep beating him.
Oh, no.
We're going to put the title on Ethan Page.
No.
And you know what's funny about the finish, too?
What?
What's funny about the finish is it doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, come on.
No, listen.
What?
You had an unconscious guy win the title, okay, which is heat. You know, he's undeserving or whatever. But you've also got another idiot in Sean Spears who prevented Trick from breaking it up and cost himself the title. So he's an idiot, right? Storyline.
You can explain that away.
But my my
he
overall thoughts.
Goofy on the outside. He grabbed for the first legs he saw, and that's what happened.
No, it's not. You don't stop someone from breaking up a pin in a 4-way title match unless you're a fool.
Well, maybe they're in cahoots.
So anyway, I did think the match was, you know, as a match, bell to bell. I mean, this match was great, a fantastic title match. But goodness gracious!
It opens. Look. A lot of people, I'm sure, don't like the fact that Trick lost the title. I like the way they did it.
I don't even mind that. It's fine.
No, and the idea of him chasing is what you want. You know, that was the whole thing the last time around. Now with Javon Evans, we have drama between these two, even though I'm sure they're going to be aligned together against Spears and Ego, or at the very least against, as they chase Ethan Page. But you have Javon a couple times saying, yeah, you broke my pin up. And Trick can say, well, I was trying to save my title. But it's going to come down to that knee. You hit me with the knee. You know, that's what it will probably come down to there. And it gives some drama between those two. I don't think, if he gets beat this week, I'll say that you're absolutely right.
Okay.
I don't think he will, okay? He won't be. He's going to remain
well,
in
he's
the
not
top
even
four.
Booked, but
he's going to remain, Brian, in the top four when it comes to fighting for that title. And now Trick Williams has somebody aligned with him in the main event role to go after Sean Spears, and they have the same goal. It's wrestling. I'm sure it'll work itself out fine. And another thing, Trick Williams does not have to go heel on Javon Evans down the line or vice versa. One of the ways they could have told the Carmelo Trick story, and there were some people that wanted them to do this, was it was somebody else who attacked other people. It wasn't Carmelo, and we can have a match between these two and they can shake hands. Carmelo can go up to the main roster and everything gets left with a happy story. Well, this time around, you can actually do that if you want to push this out to WrestleMania, if that's the long-term plan that you have before Trick goes up to the main roster. And then Trick can pass the torch to Javon Evans, which will be a novel thing, even though people don't want to think about this aspect, that we're going to have African-American to African-American to African-American for the very top of a professional wrestling promotion. Yes, NXT is under WWE, but when has that ever happened anywhere? So I honestly believe that they have a plan with Javon Evans. They obviously, the fact that they signed him at 20 years old, they see something in him. I don't think he's dead. I don't think
that's
him
fine.
Getting beat is hurting him like you think that it is.
Well, you know
but
what?
We'll find out.
You know what? I mean, they did not do a great rating on Tuesday.
And you really think it's because the Javon Evans story they didn't do a great rating on
yeah,
Tuesday?
Yeah, actually, I do. I think
why
that people
take a look at the ratings of NXT and how they've actually fluctuated over the last couple
listen,
of months.
They dropped 3 weeks in a row after he won that Battle Royal and lost. 3 weeks in a row. And I'm not saying it's all Javon Evans, but what I'm saying is people didn't care about a 4-way main event. It wasn't like what they wanted. And, you know, I saw everybody Tuesday saying, oh, well, you know, it's July 2nd. It's got to be the holiday, whatever. Throw the number out. Well, you realize that Dynamite was on July 3rd, and it did fine. Like, it did a normal number. So, no, I don't think you can throw out a July 2nd number when a July 3rd number did fine. I mean, there's a reason that they're down double digits for the last 4 weeks.
Look, two things can be true, though. Look, people may not have wanted the four-way. I didn't want the four-way, but I understand why they were doing it. And sometimes you can't give everybody what they want all of the time because you have to set up other things. And that's what they did. Regardless of what you think about Sean Spears, he's at least somebody that's going to get booed who can be a thorn in the side to everybody there. You needed a main event heel. You have one now in Ethan Page. Again, regardless of what you think about him. And you have two still hot baby faces in Javon Evans and Trick Williams. Everything I think is going to be fine.
I know you think it's going to be fine and they have a plan. But like, if Ethan Page was going to win the title and Trick Williams was going to chase him, then why was Ethan Page's first match a title match with Trick that Trick won clean?
Good question.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand, but look, what didn't make any sense to me was like Joe Hendry getting dumped first in that battle royal when it was obvious he was coming back, unless that was the plan, just because they knew
that's
people
another
online.
One.
But maybe they knew people online were just going to jump up and down and demand him back, and they were going to do business with TNA anyway, so okay, he'll come back. I mean, that could have backfired on him, you know, with everybody laughing at Hendry, but obviously that wasn't the case, and again, we'll see if any of those names get slipped into any of these pay-per-views or the lead into some of these PLEs going forward. I'm not sure who I would want to see in the main event picture against a Trick or an Ethan off of TNA, but you never know. That could happen.
So this coming Tuesday, the follow-up is Tony D'Angelo against Lexus King. Carmen Petrovic and Ariana Grace.
We forgot about Lexus King when we were talking about people whose names have changed.
Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus OTM.
He hit him with a Luke.
Gallus versus Tyson DuPont and Tyreek Igwe. Wesley addresses his future. And Brooks Jensen sits down with Ava to talk about his drinking problem.
Oh, gosh.
Back in a moment with Money in the Bank, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So we had Money in the Bank.
It's made to fast forward through. I love these Peacock shows. God, I pay $6.99 a month for Peacock. They gave it to me for $1.99 for a year. I pay $5 extra a month for the gimmick with no ads. And if you fast forward through these shows, they are amazing to watch. But then again, Brian, you didn't do that. What was that experience like?
It was excruciating. Felt like this was 9 hours long. 90 minutes of wrestling in a 3 hour and 15 minute show. God.
Yeah, she gave us 90? It was close.
So, it was actually 80. Men's Money in the Bank, Jey Uso, Andrade, LA Knight, Chad Gable, Carmelo Hayes, and Drew McIntyre. They had a very good Money in the Bank ladder match. And everybody was chanting for CM Punk the entire time. You know, this was one of those shows where I predicted everything virtually exactly as it went, with one notable exception, which we'll get to. And, of course, Drew McIntyre ended up winning. And then later, he tried to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase. And CM Punk screwed him, so he failed in his cash-in. And in doing so, they set up, obviously, Drew and CM Punk. And also Seth Rollins and CM Punk. Because Punk screwed Seth, and now Seth cannot challenge for the title as long as Damian Priest is champion. So, a lot of stuff they did here. Exactly what you would expect them to do. And
well, I didn't take the Seth aspect into enough account in leading up to this thing about Punk still going to have some drama with Seth Rollins, which I think is great with how they did it, because I would have figured, okay, wait until after the match, cash in then, and then have CM Punk do something, you know, do it that way. But they didn't, and by doing that, you still have now Seth Rollins on the outside, who is pissed off with CM Punk, who's pissed off with Drew McIntyre, and everybody's chasing Damian Priest. I will say, since you brought up Sean Spears making a very stupid decision, it is really stupid, in my opinion, if you are a wrestler that could wait until the bell, could wait until somebody got finished off with a move, and you can sneak up behind them and hit them in the head with a briefcase, and then they have to be pulled back to their feet. If you can do that, why would you bother going in to make it a three-way match when both guys are still, you know?
Yeah, that was a dumb decision.
Dumb decision.
That was a dumb decision. I'm sure that will play into the storyline, because I'm sure Punk will bring up what a stupid decision that was.
Well, it is, but it also then, you couldn't do that and bastardize Seth, you know, and that's how Seth ends up getting his, you know, his role in all of this moving forward. So it worked that way.
Sami Zayn pinned Braun Breaker clean in the middle of the ring. You can take Vince out of the company, but you can't take the Vince out of the company sometimes.
Oh, well.
This was every...
A lot of wrestling.
Don't
promoters.
Let this guy have too much too early. Let's see if he can handle a loss. Let's test him. Bunch of stupid crap.
Hey, is that what it is, or more that they have a plan for Sami Zayn and other people they want to maybe sprinkle into this mix? I get it, though. I'll say I wish Braun Breaker would have went out there and basically destroyed Sami Zayn, won the belt, and then have Sami, you know, kind of go for the comeback. But obviously they're taking this in a different direction, it feels like, with Sami defending against somebody else.
Okay, what is the next match here? Because I'm going to need you to recap it, because I gotta handle something real fast.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hold All on. Right. What are we on? Damian Priest, Sami Seth Rollins. Take us through that. I'll be right back.
Okay, go ahead. Damian Priest and Seth Rollins is now, I have to go ahead and bring up notes for this thing. Look, the bottom line is, when it comes to the match, was what we said the ending was, which was CM Punk getting involved, Damian Priest coming down to cash in the middle of the match to make it a three-way. By making it a three-way, it also made it a no disqualification match, which allowed CM Punk to enter in, attack Drew McIntyre, cost him the victory, leads to Damian Priest getting the pin, and Seth Rollins then outraged at CM Punk because, again, he cost him his chance at the title too. They have history with each other. They had Corey Graves hold back Seth Rollins after to go after him. In the post-show press conference that they did, or the post-show that they did, Drew McIntyre stormed the set. They needed to get Wade Barrett back and actually try to hold him back because McIntyre was going so nuts. He threw a back elbow and hit Adam Pearce in his head, knocking him out, which led to him, Drew McIntyre, getting suspended, storyline-wise. So the match itself was really good because look who was involved in it. It was intense. People still have not tired of Drew McIntyre as a heel and booing him. I thought maybe the worm would turn a little bit after Clash at the Castle. That is not the case. He laid out CM Punk, bloodied him up at the SmackDown in Chicago, so Punk had a reason to go and get revenge on him, and that's what they went ahead and did. So I liked it. I liked how they went ahead and did it. Again, I was surprised that they involved Seth Rollins, but then again, by doing that, you're always going to have that tension there with Seth Rollins and CM Punk. I just wrapped it up, boss. What you got next?
Women's Money in the Bank ladder match?
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about John Cena? Didn't that happen first?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
All right.
So Women's Money in the Bank ladder match was won, as expected, by Tiffany Stratton. So she'll be painting that thing pink and putting a chain on it.
God, these bless all of these people if they're able to stand today. Talk about doing too many spots in something. There are too many spots in ladder matches. Look, you guys, everybody out there can do whatever it is that they want. I will watch and be entertained by it. But with that said, I am so scared we're going to see a compound fracture or worse on one of these shows with what people do with ladders and going through them. And they're, again, doing spots with ladders where your legs are tied up in them and you can't, if you fall, you're screwed. Or like LA Knight, because we didn't talk about this, going out to the ring on that ladder bridge. If his leg went through the ladder and it fell, be careful, guys and girls.
You know, the story of this match is like, man, the first half was a freaking disaster. I mean, they missed spot after spot after spot after spot after spot. And then finally, Tiffany goes up to the top of the post. And I was like, oh, my God. It's not going to be good. And she hit the big senton off the post to everybody on the floor. They all caught her great. And, like, from that point forward, it actually was, like, fine. Although they did a couple spots afterwards which were way too scary. Like, Io giving Zoe a power slam off the top of a ladder onto a ladder bridge. That was horrifying.
Dude, Zoe and Lyra were the MVPs to me for the falls that they took throughout that match on top of ladders. And Chelsea's at the end was incredibly impressive when Tiffany pushed her off and she went back first through the two tables that were set up outside of the ring. But and that was scary as well, too. If you think about her trajectory going bad, falling flat back like that up against the barricade. But I mean, Lyra and Zoe took a hell of a beating in that match.
So then, you know, the other thing is, can you believe, and this is wrestling, if you watched that ladder match, and you also watched Riho versus Lady Frost on Collision, the person that broke a bone was Riho.
Sometimes it's the simplest things.
How? I knew it too as soon as it happened because she grabbed her wrist and was talking to the ref, and I was like, this ain't good.
either Frost was not up where she needed to be, or Riho just came a little short, or maybe it was a little bit of both. Obviously, an accident, but man, sure, Harm hit that floor, and yeah, you knew it.
And then the main event, Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus Solo, Tama, and Fatu, Jacob Fatu. And this going on last, you know, not the world title match with CM Punk interfering, and, you know, not the women's ladder match, not the, you know, they ended with this, and I thought, well, must be a new Tongan showing up or some big angle.
Hikuleo time.
And, like, the big angle was, you know, Jacob Fatu killed Cody Rhodes, saved Solo's life 95 times, and then put Solo on top, basically, so Cody could get pinned. So Solo and Cody at SummerSlam. And everyone's, you know, Dave, everyone wants to argue this. They've done nothing with Solo. Nothing. They give him no credibility. I don't care what his interviews are. I don't care whatever. This guy, between November and today, has won two matches. Two. He beat Kevin Owens with a bunch of interference. And he won this match. In by the way, in this match, he took, I think, six crossroads. I mean, he got destroyed throughout this match. And it was Jacob's job to save him time after time after time.
He did a hell of a job.
And then he got a fluky win over Cody. And we're supposed to buy this as your main event of SummerSlam. I mean, yes. They got work to do. You cannot convince me otherwise. If you think otherwise, that's fine. I don't. I think they've done nothing for Solo. It's ridiculous.
But you're right, but they are not convincing you. They have a bunch of people out there that if you ask them, man, how has Solo Sikoa done this year? Man, he's been great. And if you don't ask them to name the matches that he's won, I mean, he's able to cruise off the heat of Roman Reigns and people wanting Roman back. And the whole is greater than the sum of its parts that way, where we're not thinking about a one-loss record when it comes to Solo. We're thinking about Roman coming back. We're thinking about them putting Paul Heyman through the table. We're thinking about who else is he going to bring in. So you're right. There's probably somebody out there, and there's more than a few people out there that maybe fall where you do. I just don't think that they're there yet. And I think that when it's time for Solo to win some matches and they feel that way, that's going to happen. I think he's going to have to at some point just destroy some people on the roster. I mean, it's not that difficult. Go out there on SmackDown, have him kill some people. Do that. I think if you do that, he'll be fine, but again, it just feels like they're able to cruise off the story for good or bad. They're able to cruise off the story to get to Cody and Solo at SummerSlam. And also then it's going to be interesting to see, does Roman come back then? Do you wait on Roman coming back? You know, all that sort of stuff. Paul Heyman, I think, is being hyped up for those meet and greets that are there. So he's still being advertised for them. So if he continues to be advertised for them, I think it's going to lead to people really thinking, okay, Roman's going to be coming back here. And it'll be interesting to see if they do that, because we haven't got Hikuleo in yet. We haven't got some of the other people that have been rumored to be signed. So still got a long way to go with this story.
So we also had the John Cena announcement. He came out. It's the weirdest freaking thing, dude. He said, tonight, I officially announce my retirement from WWE. I thought, my God, he's got a horrible disease. Like, this is so bizarre. An unannounced retirement from WWE. And then he continues on and says, well, you know, Royal Rumble 2025, it will be my last. As well as Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. Those will be my last. Like, how many lasts are we going to have here? Then he goes to the press conference after the show, and he goes, WrestleMania will be my last, but not my last match. Going through the end of 2020. I'm like, what? Like, so you showed up to announce that you're basically making a full-time comeback for the next 18 months with 30 to 40 matches. Gotcha. That was bizarre. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Living free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing. Leave me be. Take your love and carry my spine. don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Raw tonight. What have we got? Jey Uso, Chad Gable. Gee, I wonder what will happen there. Wyatt Six.
Spooky VHS time. Oh, and you know what? Pat McAfee should be back tonight, right?
That's what they said, yeah.
Cool.
Lyra Valkyria, Katana Chance, and Kane Carter versus Io, Kairi, and Dakota Kai.
How are Io and Lyra? Forget it. I don't know.
Carlito, Finn Balor, and JD versus Truth, Miz, and Braun Strowman. And Rey Mysterio and Zelina Vega team up to face Dominic and Liv. Teaming together.
Be a long night for Damian Priest. I don't know. But it's feeling like it's one of these Monday nights is going to be a real bad night for him.
So that is the lineup for Raw. And in an hour, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Filthy Tom is back.
He's not as tan as me, though.
He may be, actually. He's got a lot to talk about here. And we'll do all of that. And then Dave and I will be up later, Wrestling Observer Radio, talking Raw and all of the news. So a lot of stuff coming up, and we had a bunch of shows this weekend. 3 Dave shows, 2 Brian and Vinny shows, and plenty more. So make sure you head up to the front page and check that out. Video.f4wonline.com if you want to watch Lance live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or the Dave show if you happen to be up at 3 Eastern, I think it's going to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.